Big welcome to the show to Michael Guerin, Mick, to a lot of people. Mick, of course, before we start on the racing side of things, in particular the harness, who's played the most games? Who would you say has played the most games for the All Black Sevens? Male.
Wow. Oh, naturally, my first thought would be Eric Rush, but there wouldn't have been as many Sevens back then, Smithy, as there is now. So I'm picking it to be a current player. I don't know, because it's changed so much in the last 5 years with all the games they played. But my natural instinct would be Eric Rush.
Okay, well, you're a little bit early, but good guess. It would have been one of my early ones as well. It's actually Tim Mickelson. Tim Mickelson's been around
for
quite some time. Yep, so Tim Mickelson is the most capped of our All Black Sevens.
Sevens players, I feel fat. When you watch the Sevens players and you see how fit they are, you're like, God, I'm fat.
Mick, when I look at anything, I feel fat. But we'll move on from that. So here we go. The other thing, of course, you've been heavily involved at the sales, particularly during book one with a lot of interviews. Enjoy the experience, and what did you make of the sale?
Well, I thought it was a very fair sale. This is the Karaka yearling sales, which have just been on, obviously at Karaka, for the thoroughbreds. I think it was very fair. Often you go to the sales, Smithy, and you think, oh, well, that person deserved more for their horse than they got, or you think, well, that person probably had a pretty good spoil. That's more than they probably deserved, and, you know, they were lucky. I thought it was a sale where most people got about the right price. The prices were fair. They weren't over the top. There was one $1 million lot, but she has residual value with a broodmare. I thought, considering the rain, because it rained awfully hard, New Zealand Bloodstock did a very good job. So I thought a very fair sale and a reflection of the fact that our horses may not always be the glamour horses, but they're doing the job on the track in Australia, and that's advertising you can't buy.
Absolutely. I thought it was beautifully presented too on 263, and as I said, your interviews were part and parcel of that, catching up with some of the stars coming home and the ones coming from overseas, which was great. But in the meantime, Mick, we can't not focus on the harness racing this weekend. There's Hawera Grass today, which is part of the big carnival of racing in the Taranaki over the weekend. Addington, of course, later on in the piece, and then Oamaru on Sunday.
And massive racing in Australia, Smithy. Tonight in Melbourne, there's a fascinating race called the Great Southern Star. Now, that involves the New Zealand Oamaru Trotter, Majestic Man. And they race two heats, races 3 and 4 at Melton. And the first 5 home in each heat race in the final 2 hours later. It's the only race in our part of the world where this happens. So the horses race twice in 2.5 hours. It's for 300,000 Australian. So they're not mucking around. It's serious money. And it's two sprint trips. And it's a confusing, unusual affair, because obviously they can't declare the field for the final to after the heats. And then they have the final live. It'll be live on trackside in New Zealand or Sky in Australia. Then they run the final 2.5 hours later. They tend to keep the horses walking, give them a little bit of water, but they can't give them too much. It's a fascinating thing to be part of. I'll be there tonight at Melton. Then tomorrow night, the New Zealand Cup champion of the last 2 years, copied that from South Auckland, from Pukekohe, is the favourite for the $500,000 Hunter Cup. It's a big deal. It's a big race. He and Old Town Road from Ardmore are in there representing New Zealand against the best from Australia. So all those race meetings you mentioned are on. Hawera on the Grass will be fun today. The best horse racing in the country today, and he'll just win, but he won't pay much, is Muscle Mountain at Addington. So he races in the main trot there, and he'll just hack up and win easily. But those races over the weekend in Melbourne are big deals. Like, it's 800,000 worth of races in two races for those New Zealand horses. So we haven't done a lot of that in the last couple of years, Smithy, for obvious reasons with COVID and travel restrictions. But the best version of harness racing, even more so than the gallops, the best version is when it's Trans-Tasman. Because with the gallops, it's strong enough to stand on its own in Australia. But with the harness, you need that Kiwi flavour and that rivalry. So that's going to be very much to the fore in Melbourne, in a rainy Melbourne. I've left Auckland, Smithy. I've come to Melbourne, and it's raining in Melbourne too, so it's following me around.
Oh, my God.
But that's going to be over the next 2 days. That'll all be on Trackside. A little bit late at night for some people, but Greg O'Connor will review all that and talk to the participants on Trot's Talk at 11 a.m. on SENZ on Sunday. So if you miss it all, the replays and the chat will be on SENZ 11 o'clock on Sunday, and Louis Herman-Watt will be flying solo tomorrow from 8 o'clock to give you all the track conditions from around the country and all the interviews for the gallops over the weekend, which has a bit of a bonus today, Smithy, because it's actually Waikato Guineas Day today. That's today, Friday, which was going to be held on Wednesday, and they transferred it because of the track. So a bonus meeting today and a very important lead-up to the New Zealand Derby. That's about 5 o'clock-ish tonight.
You'd mentioned those races in Australia, which reminded me of that great concept last year in New Zealand Harness, the race, of course, where we were quite successful here, or Hutchie was with his particular purchase in the event. Is that a goer this year again, Mick?
Mate, up to more money, Smithy. $1 million for the race by Grins, April the 14th. It's a Friday night, so get your tickets. Right. They're on sale now. April the 14th, Friday night, the race by Grins. Another major Australian player called Better Eclipse was declared yesterday. He's been taken. He'll be there. Copy That'll be there. Old Town Road, Rock and Roll Do, Self Assured will again be there, and he'll be running for SENZ, I'm sure. So it's going to be the race of the season. The race of the season in either code in New Zealand will be the race by Grins on a Friday night at Cambridge. They've got a DJ afterwards, all that sort of cool stuff. Get your tickets. They're on sale now, April 14, and it very much will be on and worth even more.
What's your favourite restaurant in Melbourne, Mick? Your go-to?
Nobu. I'm a Nobu man. I love Japanese food. So Nobu last night, Smithy. Had a bit of Nobu last night. Caught up some old friends, and we talked about horses for about 6 hours, as you can probably imagine.
Brilliant. Nobu. What a classy joint that is. Hey, Mick, enjoy Melbourne, as always. I'm sure you will. And thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend, eh?
Always a pleasure, Smithy. Same to you too, brother.